Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You can kiss your Irish stone. It's St. Paddy's Day version of the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Don't scare me on the radio like that.
You know, I was close, but I'm a professional.
Welcome to the St. Paddy's Day show, and I'm not going to try and throw any brogue in there. Even though I could probably pull
close.
A little bit.
It was close.
But I hate posers. I know enough Irishmen that, you know, they don't appreciate it. I can do a much better Aussie.
Yeah, right. Well, that's another day.
Spent more time there.
Right, that's another day.
I did make it to the Ring of Kerry, but I didn't get up to the Blarney Castle.
Oh, okay.
To kiss the Blarney Stone. Maybe
right.
We did. I don't know. I don't remember. That was so long ago.
It was several pints
ago,
I'm sure.
My wife's been there a few times.
Yeah.
Well, she travels.
Anyway.
She travels better than me.
For all of us Dutch kids that are wannabe Irish this time of year, it is the St. Patrick's Day weekend version of the Grilling Guys. And we got this thing going on in Grand Rapids today on Saturday, if you're listening to this. It's called Irish on Ionia, and you want to talk about posers. They're expecting 10,000 people on two blocks for an outside party all day today. And you started out with, we were talking before the show started, with kegs and eggs, and then you go from there. But we're not involved with that at all, but that is for Irish posers, because I guarantee there are a few legitimate Irish people down there, but there's a whole bunch of us Dutch kids that just like to go down and pretend we're Irish for a day, right? But anyway, so when you do that, you eat a lot of Irish food, right, Bob? And we're going to be talking a little bit about a few different recipes and beverages that might wash down some of that good Irish food.
That's right. And like about every year, if you're in Beer City, USA, you might get the invitation to go to a place called Quinn and Tui's. And about every year, we have Billy Quinn on the show, and he'll be coming into the studio around halftime. So we're going to hear from a guy that built up an Irish pub business that is known around the country, if not around the world, and that's called Quinn and Tui's. So Billy Quinn will be here. I am wanting to give a shout out to the boys at Snap Fitness again, because they are encouraging. But in talking with Ryan, the owner, he has a golf course and wants to do a fundraiser. He wants to do a fundraiser for something near and dear to my heart, and that's Operation Injured Soldier. So we're talking about doing some sort of golf outing for the Grilling Guys this summer. That would be in Greenville, Michigan. And
at his golf course.
Yeah, right. I wondered what you thought about that, if we could have some fun doing that and maybe smoke some
well, we could
brisket
cover lunch
and some
turn and after it's done, and then you know, if we've got the proper grill bitch, we'll be able to play too,
yeah,
right?
So well, I just thought raising some money for Operation Injured Soldier, since GI Barbecue's done and we still have people that are kind of into that charity mode and want to help out the troops.
Well, absolutely.
They're a much
That's
better
us.
Organization in terms of they're built to handle what we were doing, because they handle our money for us. So
right.
I would still like to kind of contribute something, and I thought I'd ask you on the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought
why,
I'd ask you on the air if we can have a golf outing,
yeah,
job.
Why wouldn't we? And as the details come forward, we'll promote it, and we'll ask our listeners, you all that are listening, to come out and party with us a little bit and have a little bit of fun and raise some money for a great cause, right?
There you go. So yeah. It's that time of year when it's ready. I can feel it. The clock changes, which I hate.
Yep.
But the days are getting longer.
Right.
So in February, they say you're supposed to trim your grapevines, and I've planted this vineyard about 3-4 years ago, and I'm learning the process because I'm bound and determined to make some wine. Well, so I spent a couple nights last week just trimming them up, and holy cow, there's a lot of work to be in a vineyard.
Yeah, I'm going to be on sabbatical next week. I've got a work trip, and I think I heard that maybe you're bringing in Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley to sit in, which is great. He's a very interesting guy, but he runs a vineyard, right? Which made me think of it. But if you were supposed to trim him in February, I hope that got done because we're in the middle of March already.
Yep.
But he'll be an interesting guy next week while I'm out. But did you cook anything this week that was noteworthy? I have to tell you, I did not. It's been a crazy week for me, and I just didn't get out on the grill.
Well, I did some cool leftover stuff, which I won't bore anybody with because it's nothing amazing. But I did have my son Jordan's at home right now, and I'd have to say all my kids are foodies. And
well, yeah, we've had Emily on, your oldest daughter. She actually has a blog, a food blog, and she's,
So anyway, he just moved over from Detroit. He's in the investment world, but he wants to become a Navy SEAL. Okay.
Right. Yep.
So he's here getting ready to do that. And in the meantime, he's working for my son-in-law at his tool and die shop.
Okay.
And really loving it. So he needs to bring food every day, and he's self-sufficient, so he buys his own food and whatever. But he got used to living in this apartment in Detroit, and they didn't have a grill. So he preps. The dude's a workout freak, and he eats really healthy. And he eats a lot of chicken. So he gets these skinless, boneless breasts, and he cooks them in a convection oven.
Okay.
And I got to tell
you. They dry out with the air moving around?
I was worried about it because he told me what he wanted to do, and he says he's done it before. And I said, okay, well, I just told him to season them and coat them with oil before he does it, which he did. And he baked in our convection oven 8 or 10 breasts. And honestly, when they came out, they looked kind of gross because there was no grill marks. And any meat without grill marks to me is gross.
Amen, brother.
And there was not even any browning or anything like that. But in all honesty, he used my ThermoPen and he brought them up to 165 and pulled them and covered them, and they were fantastic. I used that seasoning that I get at Old World Olive Company. It's called like a Bologna or something like that.
Yeah, it's a salt-based seasoning with some aromatics in it.
Oh, it's really good.
Right.
And that's all he put on there, and then he oiled them with some EVO, some garlic EVO from Old World Olive Company. And by golly, those things were fantastic, just in an oven.
Right.
So they were skinless, boneless.
Right, they'd have been better on a grill, but
I don't know.
There's like 6 of them on your back deck. He should have just chosen one.
Probably
didn't have time.
This is how he does it.
Right.
And he didn't really want to up. You know, he's a real careful kid. He's like his mother. He didn't want to, you know, go outside the boundaries a little too much.
Yeah. Yeah. He did not take after the old man that way.
I had a great time last weekend. We went to Detroit to a place called Whiskey Nancy's, or Nancy Whiskey's, I think it is.
Okay, unfamiliar.
One or the other. And it's the third oldest bar in Detroit, and it's a little, you know, what hole. I mean, it's nothing. It's a weird little, in a bad neighborhood in Corktown, if you've ever been to Corktown.
Right. And
was packed, an Irish band. Because my wife, you know, is a quarter Irish, and this time of year she's 100% Irish. She even starts speaking with brogue. It's ridiculous. But so I was DDing for her and two of her friends, and we had us a lot of fun, a boatload.
Well, there's a lot to be said about that, because when you get out and you partake in the Irish celebrations, it can get away from you pretty quick.
Yeah.
You're usually drinking beer that's a little bit stronger. You're drinking cocktails, whiskey, Irish whiskey, or whatever it may be.
No, the beer wasn't strong. It was Guinness.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it can sneak up on you, and especially if you're celebrating a little bit. So you got to be a little bit careful out there. But coming up next, speaking of that beer, it's Guinness, Smithwick's, and some Irish ale, or maybe even one called Murphy. But we're going to go down the Irish beer trail a little bit and talk a little bit about that. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than a half a percent of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's a special weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. And all us Dutch kids that are Irish wannabes are going to get out there and maybe bend an elbow a little bit. And I hope you do, too. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Thanks, Jop. And welcome to the Grillin' Guys, and thanks for joining us. If you want to check us out online, you can go to our website. It is thegrillinguys.com. So pretty popular site. There's lots of recipes. Every show we broadcast, we put up there afterwards in an MP3 format. So let's say you're going to be a guest or you love one of our guests and you want to copy that and send it to somebody. It's really easy. It's also a podcast. And I got a great story for you, Jop. Last weekend, I told you I was in Detroit. And my buddy's kid, a typical Gen Xer, 30-something-year-old kind of a techie young kid from living downtown Detroit, because that's all the rage now. He told me he's been podcasting our show for like 6 years.
Really?
And I never see the
poor kid.
He's a great kid. He's a great kid. And he, as a little kid, he used to play at our house. He was one of those casualties of our zip line.
I see. Yeah.
But it was pretty
cool. Before they were cool.
Before
right.
They were cool, yeah. Yeah. So
clothesline and a little roller with a T. Hang on, kid.
Seriously, I put in a zip line 20 years ago, and the kids really hurt themselves a lot. It was awesome. But
it was awesome.
He lives in an apartment. We talked about food for hours.
Really?
And he's like consumed with good food and
no
all
pun intended.
Stuff. He
right?
had yeah. so much to say and so many questions that it was really cool. And, I don't know, running into people like that you've known maybe all their lives and then right. finding out they have this passion is, to me, it makes me chuckle.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, Johnny Mazkowitz, he is with a name like Mazkowitz, he is not Irish.
Right.
But yeah. In studio, a little ahead of time right now, is somebody that might be a little bit Irish, and his name is Billy Quinn.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
You know what? It's always a pleasure this time of year. We think of you, and you make time for us. So that's a cool thing. And, you know, we're going to run up and down your bar this afternoon, or this morning, rather. And I might be there this afternoon running up and down the bar. But
He'd be that monkey.
Right.
We've had him up there before.
Right.
There's a joke about you.
Generally probably a little better looking than me, I bet.
Oh, but, no. No way.
No. They're really bad.
But anyway, we were going to hit the beer and the whiskeys and the variety of beverages that we might imbibe in, as well as the food for this. And Billy, tell us a little bit about your place so we can give you some street cred here.
Sure. You know, we're a true Irish pub, Irish owned and operated, and we've been in business since 1984, so probably the longest continuous.
And now, originally, people would have known that as Pete Brown's office.
Right?
Yeah. And he was actually English, so you had to change the name, right?
Well, I'm not sure how he spelled Brown, because there's some Brown Irish guys, too.
Don't go there. Aren't they called Black Irish?
There is Black Irish, actually. Yes,
yeah, there is.
Yep.
That's a thing, Jop. It's a thing.
I understand.
Well, actually, and just to interject on that, which is actually a good thing you brought up, the Grand Rapids Parade this year, Ancient Order of Hibernians, which is every year, our Grand Marshal this year is Carl Kelly, who is a true Black Irish.
Wow. Huh. Nice.
Yeah, it's there's a great story.
And they're just darker complected. It's not like they're African or anything.
No,
right?
actually Carl is African.
Oh.
And there's a great story in the magazine that's out,
that
AOH. Yeah, it amazed me when I read about where he came from and where his parents were from.
Isn't that funny?
If you get a chance, pick up one of the copies of the Hibernian Digest or whatever.
Well, you know,
it.
We were at Nancy Whiskey's last weekend in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
And there was some Black Irish there.
Yeah.
They were bouncers.
but it is true. You know, a lot of people just say it, but I was amazed when I studied a little bit about it. And it's great, and we're honored to have Carl as our Grand Marshal this year.
Yeah,
that's cool. So tell me how you make Irish coffee, because as a bartender, I had to learn how to make that. Do you make it?
Well,
it's not your thing?
Yeah, we make Irish coffee, but let me tell you tell me your recipe, and I'll tell you if you're doing it right.
There's one thing that is really a big start in that you got to put your sugar in the coffee before you put your whiskey in.
That's true.
Because the alcohol will stop the dissolving of the sugar. It'll crystallize the sugar. And a lot of people miss that little
step.
It
does that in your arteries, too.
And it keeps it in the bottom of your cup instead of flavoring it.
Right.
See, this guy, he's going to be working there today and making Irish coffee. You're correct.
We need a guy.
I'd be happy to, and we'll be there tomorrow, Sunday, too.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So I attended bar in college, and that was one of the things I had to learn, right, because it was a big deal at a cocktail lounge. You know how hoity-toity Big Rapids, Michigan is.
Especially with the bartenders they hired back then.
You know, it's funny, too, because on Irish coffee, and shamefully, I don't do it all the time. We used to, but we kind of got away from it because it's just easier.
Right.
But in Ireland, you know, they take that fresh cream.
Yes.
They whip it right before they put it on your coffee. Oh, my God.
It's so good.
It is.
Whether you put whiskey in it or not.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say that.
No, don't be. Don't be. Are you kidding me? Don't you at the holidays when your wife makes cakes and all that stuff and has the fresh whipped heavy cream and she keeps some extra, you don't put that in your coffee?
Listen,
I do.
You could put that on the bumper of a car.
Right. I'd make it
absolutely.
Good.
You could put it on a lot of things I think of it.
So anyway. let me pull this squirrel back in here and finish the Irish coffee, because so far we've got coffee and sugar.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's all there is to it. We're done.
Yeah, right.
So you got to use a good heavy coffee, and then I usually use just Jameson's because
Jameson's perfect.
It's a good Irish whiskey, but it's not a fine sipping whiskey, but it's Irish, and then I put some nice heavy cream on it.
Okay, so I need a quick lesson: is what makes a whiskey an Irish whiskey versus another type of whiskey that is it where it's made?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all it. Irish whiskeys are made in Ireland? Is that fair?
Yes.
Well, I just
no, that's
know
a great question
somebody
because
called that. All bourbons aren't made in Kentucky.
They should be.
I understand, but I'm just
no, and that's really a good question because it used to be back in the day they not Irish but Canadian whiskeys. What they used to do is they would make the whiskey here in the States, they'd ship it to Canada, so it would come back and say bottled. You know, I mean, excuse me, made in, or bottled in Canada. Bottled in Canada.
Yeah.
Even though it was American whiskey.
I see.
Well, the Irish, you know, it's bottled and bonded in Ireland. And I do believe that all Irish whiskey has to be distilled for 3 years.
Okay.
So you can't just open up a startup in Ireland and have a whiskey next week.
I see.
So, yeah, it is, you know, bottled, blended. That's the key to look on your bottle. Say blended, you know, or distilled. That's better. Uh-huh. Distilled in Ireland.
Uh-huh.
Because that's how they skirted the law, actually, by making it here, shipping it overseas, or, you know, to Canada, and coming back as a Canadian whiskey.
Well, because, of course, an Irishman would never skirt the law.
Absolutely not. No, we import holy water, and on the way here, it turns into whiskey.
Right, yeah, yes. I get it.
So I have my brother-in-law got me a bottle 2 decades ago of Tullamore in the crock.
Yep.
And I still have that, but I buy it in the cheaper, in the regular bottles now, and I keep the crock full. But we've blown through a whole segment, and we haven't even gotten on the point yet.
Right.
Oh my God, I blame myself.
Well, yeah, imagine that. Did we talk about beer? Nope. We stumbled on Irish coffee. But guess what? We got more time. So, Billy, stick with us, man. We're gonna cover a lot of things in a little bit of time here. You listen to Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our name. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the St. Patrick's Day edition. What you're hearing in the background is Barbecue Bob and Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's. And Billy is a Irish pub proprietor and
a frequent guest
of the show, because there isn't an Irish guy more Irish than our friend Billy. And so this is the time of year when we bring him to the show and we have him impart some of his Irish wisdom on us, which we tried to do in the previous segment, but we got sidetracked. As usual, when you get three guys in a room, they got a little bit of Irish whiskey in their hand. So we're all good. Bob? I'm done.
Wow. What you got there, that's man? A heck of an open.
Are we on to the next segment?
Welcome.
Maybe that's how that happens.
Thanks.
Right?
We'll be right back. Stay classy, Cincinnati. Right. Oh, it's San Diego, actually.
So Billy, we started to talk about your place, and then we got sidetracked. Yeah. But Quinn and Tui's, can I come down there and eat? Can I come down there and listen to music? Can I come down there and maybe have a little Irish cocktail?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Today there's a parade downtown Grand Rapids. After the parade, we'll be having, to satisfy you guys that like to eat, we're going to be having full Irish food all from noon till 8 at night.
And what does that look like? What is a full Irish menu at Quinn and Tui's?
They'll have Guinness stew. They'll have corned beef. They'll have cabbage. They'll have desserts. They have they just feed you too much.
Right. Are you going to put it in the front on the side like you normally do?
Yeah.
And it's a buffet? And
yeah.
You'll –
Yeah, and the price is ungodly cheap.
Yeah, it's like just, $10 or something.
Yeah, $10, $12.
You come up with
you need someone to help you carry it.
Right.
But it's really good. It keeps you straight.
Well, yeah. And that's just it. I mean, yeah. if you're sitting down and you're celebrating the holiday for most of the afternoon and evening, then
if you don't eat, you're going to be
you're
in trouble.
Right.
I've been there.
I prefer that trouble part.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, so we have that food. It'll be all day Saturday and then Sunday from like 2 o'clock till. You know,
right.
on St. Patrick's Day.
So I want to do a review real quick on a couple of beers.
Sure.
Just to get this out of the way. And then I want to talk about your lineup because you've got some music coming
Absolutely fabulous.
That my wife is dying over the news of this one in particular.
You have a smart
you know who
wife.
It is.
Yes, I do.
You know who it is. Anyway, Guinness, Smittick, and Murphy's. What's your favorite?
Guinness by far.
Really?
That's mine, yeah.
Not Murphy's?
Nope.
Smittick's isn't bad. It's a little cheaper.
I will tell
it's
you
a little lighter.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you a little different on that. Guinness is actually a very light beer.
It is
dark in color, very light. It looks like motor oil, and I make a comparison. If you take like a Budweiser, for example, and drink it, you get a burn in your throat.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's from the chemicals.
With Guinness, you don't. Now you take a Coca-Cola, it burns your mouth, you know, your throat. You take an A&W root beer, it's smooth.
Right.
And that's how Guinness is. Guinness is like that. Smittick's actually, I don't know what it is. Smittick's actually a little higher content in alcohol. And it actually, I don't know, it seems like it gets you a little buzz quicker.
Sure.
Than Guinness. Guinness,
there's
you can
a correlation
drink.
There, sure.
Yeah, you can drink Guinness all day.
One day at your place, one Patty's Day.
How many did you have?
4 years ago. 23.
Perfect.
23 what?
23 Guinness.
See, and I bet you, I mean, you had
designated driver.
Yeah, oh yeah, we had DD.
But you weren't totally...
No, not at all. Nope. As a matter of fact, I wanted some of my money back because I thought...
Well, that's because we switched you to Murphy's.
Yeah, probably.
There you go, right there. Yeah.
No, but 23 of them, I was really proud of it at the time. Now I'm not so sure.
It's something to shoot for this year.
So I want you to try this, Billy. Oh, this is a Michigan version of a stout.
All right, I'd be more than happy to.
And it's a coffee stout. It's not a milk stout like Guinness.
Yeah.
But that's called Arabica Dabra, and it's by Bell's. Maybe you've heard of them. They're down in Kalamazoo.
I've heard them. Oh, that's actually really good.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's up, and you get the coffee taste.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, enough about all these things. Mm-hmm. I wanted to promote our local beer as much as possible. I want to hear about, you got some big announcements for music, because one guy in particular, he's an old family friend, and I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, actually, I'll save that. Not necessarily, I can't say best because there's other people listening.
Right. Yeah.
I'll save the top-notch entertainment for last. We're starting off. We have a young fellow named Colin Tobin. He's a solo artist and he's brilliant, local guy. He's going to be playing.
But he's been there before.
He's been there before. Yep. Conklin Cayley Band, which is traditional at our bar. They started Irish music basically in Grand Rapids. And we also have bagpipes.
Of course.
And then.
Now, aren't those Scottish? I don't mean to interrupt, but aren't
these guys,
both.
Yeah, these they're guys both. Are Irish. They learned how to play the bagpipes. You see, the thing is we gave Scotland the bagpipes, and they never got the joke.
Ah.
So we got them back.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding for all you
that's
beautiful.
That's like a loser's limp
all you,
right there.
Oh, no, all like, you Celtic people, I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then Bob's favorite and his wife's favorite, actually, we have, and I'm honored to have this guy. He's from Donegal, Ireland, and I'll just tell you a quick thing about him. This guy was born and raised in Donegal. He's lived through the troubles. His name is Brendan Lowry. And this guy, there's nothing fake. If you don't like true Irish music, you won't like him. This guy sings about the troubles. He talks about the troubles. He explains the troubles because he lived the troubles. To me, he has the right to do that.
Right.
some people may not like, and it's not political. It's just facts.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's facts.
You mean, have to be able to handle it.
You do.
And if you're part English, you're going to be offended.
A wee bit.
Yeah. A wee bit. Yeah.
Now, it's funny because my wife's a quarter Irish and a quarter English. It doesn't offend her at all.
Yeah.
She's still mad at the English.
But, you know, exactly, because, I mean, the people that know what went wrong, what went wrong. You know, I mean,
so,
but he's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant.
And how about the other Craig? Are we announcing
on
that
not? Yeah, that's good. On Sunday, this will be on Sunday,
right.
We have basically the same lineup with the exception of we added, which a lot of you folks would remember, one of the best bands, I think, of all time.
Ever.
Ever.
Made you too nervous.
Was a band called Crack Wisely.
Right.
And we're very, very happy to announce that we are going to have Todd Herring from Crack Wisely is going to do a set Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and we always called him Craig Wisely. So I don't know which way it is, but
it's crack.
Is it?
As in Irish crack. Crack. No, that's what it means. Crack means, you know, good time.
Oh.
That's what crack is. C-R-A-I-C. Okay, well,
anyway, these guys would rock out the Irish music. And you could not sit still. So that's going to be really exciting.
Very exciting.
We've known him for 15 or 20 years.
Absolutely.
I was sorry when they ever broke up. But I accidentally just drank that shot you gave me.
Well, here's
so,
more.
So, yeah, that's what I'm
saying. So let's talk about that in the last couple minutes of this segment.
Yeah.
We briefly touched on Irish beer. And then so now we've got a little Irish whiskey. And what is this, Billy?
This is called Writer's Tears. It's relatively new to the United States. It's a pot still Irish whiskey. It's a very small company in Ireland. And it's just, it's tremendous. It's not, and don't get me wrong, because I love most of them. And by the way, just so you know, if you're coming down, bring your drinking shoes like Bob, because we have over 40 Irish whiskeys in stock.
Wow. Yeah. And
so if you want a shot of each one, have a designated driver with you.
Yeah. Right. But so this small batch, small distillery, right, in Ireland, we were talking off the air between the segment that these come from family distilleries around. And, and some of these you can get in America. Some of them you can't.
A lot of them you can't because, like I was telling you, it takes 3 years to make an Irish whiskey.
So let's have a little toast. Yeah. Let's have an Irish toast to this.
Right. All right.
Sláinte. As they would say in Ireland, sláinte.
Sláinte. That's good for starters. What else you got?
I can't say it on the air.
Cheers, boys.
Okay, I'll make a toast to you, fellas. Thank you for having us. Let's have a great St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy, be safe, and sláinte to all of you.
All right. Very good. Wow, that's smooth. That's super smooth. Yeah.
Very tasty, actually.
Speaking of smooth, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some Irish food. Stick with us.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the St. Paddy's Day version of the Grilling Guys, and we still have in the studio, because you just can't ever have enough of your Irish friend, our friend Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's, which is the quintessential Irish bar in West Michigan, and it's always fun to have Billy join us. But Barbecue Bob, you're going to dive into some corned beef brisket now?
That's
is
right.
that where we're going?
That's right.
Take it away, brother.
And, you know, I think every year we talk about corned beef, but this year in particular, I have gotten so many questions about how to make. I mean, people are texting me, friends and different things, and I'm like, really, you know, is there that much wonder out there about how to do a corned beef? And apparently there is. So I'm drilling down on it, and I'll post the pictures because I'm in the process of doing this recipe today. So I'll post the pictures tonight, but this is something I came up with a couple different times, and I played with it. I think this recipe will be perfect now. It's called grilled and braised corned beef, and what I like to do and you like to do is incorporate the grill into certain things when we cook them,
right?
Because you feel like an idiot cooking on a stove, right? So.
Yeah, I think you just spent like $8,000 on a new one, and you still go out on your backyard and cook.
Shush. So anyway, this is grilled and braised corned beef. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to preheat my grill to about 275, 300 degrees. Not real hot, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that corned beef brisket, which I'm probably just going to buy. Right, to be honest.
Okay.
Most of us aren't gonna corn a flat from a brisket.
Right, and they're just that. The brisket's got two parts.
Right.
This is the flat end.
Yeah.
It's all consistent, about 2 inches thick.
So you see them in the supermarket this time of year, especially
right.
In the packs, and they got the seasonings and yada, yada. I'm going to tell you to take those seasoning packets and chuck them in
all
the garbage.
All the seeds, the little
chuck
pack
them in
of
the garbage
seeds,
can.
Yeah.
Chuck them in the garbage can. Chuck the stinking flavoring pack away, okay?
Right.
So you're going to take that brisket out, set it on your cutting board or whatever you prep your meat on, and I'm going to put either a browning sauce or EVO. Now, I like using EVO because I'm only okay with browning sauces.
I don't even know what a browning sauce is.
Yeah, there's one in particular. I can't think of the
name of it.
Kitchen Bouquet comes
to
that?
Mind. Yeah. Hell no. I'm sorry, no way. That thing's that's got way too strong of a flavor to put it. You put a drop of that on, and that's all you can taste.
That's why I'm saying
I'm going to use an EVO
on both sides.
Right.
But you can use Kitchen Bouquet, or you can use Dale's, you can use all sorts of those to get a little color if you want your meat to sear up nice. So then we're going to place it on that 300-degree grill for 5 to 8 minutes on each side.
Okay.
Now, I'm probably—
Direct heat.
Okay. I want grill marks, Jop.
Right.
Here's all I'm going
I'm with
for
you, baby.
Is I'm wanting a little sear and some grill marks because I have a raw piece of beef.
Yep.
This is a brisket. Pretend like it's just a brisket, not a corned beef brisket.
It's,
and what do you want to do if you're not going to smoke it? Well, I'm going to get I'm going to put it fat side down first,
right,
so I can sear the heck out of the fat and lube up the grates, because I'm going to flip that baby and I don't want it sticking next time over.
Right.
So I'm going to give it 5 to 8 minutes, and then I'm going to pull it off, and I'm going to put it in a roasting pan. In this roasting pan, I'm going to have—
Dutch oven?
You can use a Dutch oven.
Just checking.
You had to say it, didn't you? I'm going to use a sliced— Pardon me.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Are you still here?
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in an Irish oven,
right,
and then throw it either in my fancy oven in the house or put it back on the grill indirect,
right.
and keep it around 275 for about 4 hours because it's a brisket. It's a natty piece of meat. It's going to be tough.
And you want to cook it slow.
So I want to cook it for about 4 hours. Then I'm going to pull it out. I might add a little bit more. Well, I left a step out here. I'm actually going to put a half a cup of beef broth in when I throw it in.
Okay.
Because I need some moisture in there.
Right.
I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to have cut up a half or a whole head of cabbage, depending on how big my baking device is, and a bunch of tomatoes and carrots. I'm going to throw those in. I'm going to put a little more beef broth back in, and I'm going to throw this thing back on the smoker or in my oven for another 2 hours. And so what I've done is I've pulverized that brisket at 275 for 4 hours. So it's already pretty good and about as good as most people would serve it to you as because they don't know what they're doing, right? So many people cook a brisket and they go, hey, here you go, and you're like cutting it and it's falling off your plate because you can't get the dang thing to separate. Right. So it's embarrassing. So we're going to go 4 hours and then we're going to throw in some beautiful cabbage because what's a good Irish meal without cabbage, right?
I love potatoes. Cabbage. I love it.
Potatoes, right? How would an Irishman say potatoes?
Potatoes.
That's right. You're too American.
Stunning.
You're too American.
Potatoes.
This is great radio. Right.
So that's it. So that's going to be the spices I'm going to throw on that brisket are going to be 6 cloves of garlic, some black pepper, and some sea salt. And that's all. I'm not going to use that goofy packet that looks like it's got bird seed in it.
Right.
Because I don't want to take it down some weird direction. It's already corned. It already, the pickling spices did their work already.
Right.
You don't, you're
and,
not,
and that's what corned you, means, yeah. right? It's just we put it in a brine.
You're pickling it.
It stayed there 7 or 8 to 10 days in this brine, and you're infusing it with the flavors of the brine. When the brine has done its work, take it out, rinse it off, stop with the seeds.
Right,
because they were already in the brine part.
So then when you serve it, you can leave it in this big pot and put it on your table. But chances are you're going to want to slide that brisket out so you can pull it off onto a cutting board and then cut it at a nice diagonal bias to get you some beautiful slices to make a great display and then get another little Owens Corning pan. I like using the ceramic pans or something that's clear. And
those are glass.
I'll lay it. Yep. Yep, and you lay that out so it kind of fillets out nicely, and you take your last little bit of broth out of the bottom of your Dutch oven or whatever, and you
Irish oven
just glaze it.
He'll get it pretty soon,
right? Squirrel, yeah. and then your corned beef looks nice. It's all sliced up beautiful. It's going to be tender as heck because it's had a 6-hour cook,
right?
And that's what
and not blasting it. You said 275.
No, you're not
right?
blasting it, but it is covered.
Right,
you did your open cook already with 3 minutes or six to 8 minutes aside on the grill, so you got some nice grill marks. Nobody's gonna have this one, baby. Nobody,
right.
Nobody. You're gonna eat some boring crap out there. This one, yeah. It's a home run.
What a shame we don't have that right now.
Right, yeah, I know. He's all talk, no action, Billy. I'm just telling you, I've been here 10 years with the guy.
He just
right
made me hungry,
him.
But he can come back tomorrow.
Excuse me, I'm the one that brought
he's crazy good at making you hungry.
I'm the one that brought the Arabica Dabra. Let's
right.
talk about that.
Yeah, no, okay. I don't want to talk about that.
This is right out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Now, we broadcast out of Beer City, USA. If you just tuned in, it is the Grillin' Guys. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend, and we're talking stouts. We're talking corned beef. A little bit Irish whiskey. We got Billy Quinn in here right. from Quinn and Tooey's. Most people have mispronounced the name of it, and they call it Toots. But it's Quinn and Tooey's. It's on Plainfield Avenue in Grand Rapids, Beer City, USA. Next weekend, right across the street at Creston Brewing, a friend of ours, his name is Alex Heacock. He had a terrible fall, and he has brain damage, and they're doing a fundraiser for him next Sunday, so it'd be like the 24th, 5th,
yeah,
whatever 24th, it is.
Yeah.
And it's at Creston Brewing right across the street. If anybody wants to come and have fun, I'm going to be there. All our friends are going to be there, and we're going to try and raise money for this kid's family. I've known this kid since he was a little kid.
Right.
And wow. So wow. I finally we'll get a chance to go into Creston Brewing Company because I haven't been there yet.
Nice place.
Have you been there?
Yeah, they're nice place. Cool. Good people own it. It's a nice place.
Nice. And it's right across the street from you. So. Yep.
So when you can't get whiskey, you come across the street, have whiskey, go back and have a one of their craft beers.
And may I mention 40 different Irish whiskeys. I don't know how many there are. Probably a lot. But
you always lose count after about 8.
Right, yeah.
I think they have 9.
Right. But the point is that, and Billy, your bartenders, I'm assuming, can coach people through this stuff they're looking for, right?
They're very knowledgeable, actually, they are.
Right.
Yeah.
And so maybe when we come back, we got one more segment here. We're going to come back and we can talk about choosing Irish whiskey maybe a little bit.
So just to wrap up on what I'd thrown in there, I did want to give a little PSA for this fundraiser next Sunday for Creston Brewing Company. It's for Alex Schulte, young family. The kid teaches culinary at Baker College. He's a great kid.
Foodie guy.
And he fell off a balcony sleepwalking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he's just a nice kid, and he's got little kids and young family, and it's heartbreaking.
Happy to help him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to corn your deer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, I feel like a man after a nice stout. And speaking of beer, the morning after, if a beer has been left on the table, no matter the temperature, Jop, pay attention.
I'm listening.
It is acceptable to consume this item with food, such as a counterpart, the pizza that was left on the counter.
Right.
So I'm all about the pizza on the counter.
I'm more comfortable with the pizza than I am the beer. Just if, you know, somebody dropped something in that or, I don't know, I'm the liquid in the cup.
Can I see your card, please?
No, there's no card issues here.
Pull that card out. It's man law.
All right.
It's man law. Give me your card.
Word up. I got it. All right.
Thank you.
Very good.
So let's talk a little bit about what you were wanting to get into. Finally, we've got time.
Right. No, we had a lot of time. It just never came up.
How do you make – Billy, I know I spilt my beer for crying out loud.
There's the man card right there. Yeah.
Here's a recipe to make your venison taste just like corned beef. And
I'm not sure I want it to, but go for it.
Well, you know, sometimes you end up at this time of year with a couple of pork shoulder – or, I mean, a venison shoulder roast or something in the freezer, and you're – if maybe you've been eating a lot of different wild game, and it's like you're kind of over it, and it's – you don't want the same old boring thing. So you can make corned beef out of it.
Right.
Only it's corned venison. So you just need a shoulder roast or a venison brisket, if you can find it. I have never found one. You need a little bit of distilled water or spring water. I would tell you it's distilled water.
You don't want the chlorine of like a city water?
No, absolutely not. You can use water out of your RO machine if you want, but it's very sensitive to pH and all that. So you need a half cup of canning and pickling salt. You need a half cup of Morton's Tender Quick, which I know you have in your your barbecue cabinet.
Right.
You need 3 tablespoons of sugar. You need a jar of mixed pickling spices. It's going to be a can probably.
Those are the seeds?
A couple bay leaves and some cloves of garlic minced. So you're going to roll the flanks loosely and tie it. If it's a flank steak,
it's a shoulder.
If it's a shoulder, you're going to leave it alone. If it's a brisket, you're going to roll it.
We're starting with the shoulder. Go that way.
Put it in a heavy Ziploc bag. In a stainless steel pan, you put the rest of the ingredients. You heat it up to boiling. Take it off. Let it cool. You pour the cooled brine over the meat. You squeeze out the air. You put it in a Ziploc. Squeeze out the air. And then you let it set for 7 days in the fridge.
Right. Yep. And that's that corning process.
Corning. That's where they make the pans.
Right. It's pickling. It's corning. Those terms are somewhat synonymous here in this application because we've got to let the meat absorb that liquid through and through.
And it's really like a brine, but for some reason, it probably came from Cornwall, England or something.
Right.
Or Corning, New York, maybe.
The tenderizing and the salt mixed together are going to penetrate the meat and bring those seasonings and spices in.
Yeah.
And it won't go bad in your refrigerator for that week.
Right.
So it'll be fine.
You pull it out after 7 days, rinse it off, and then treat it just like that braised and grilled corned beef we were talking about in the last segment. Do the same thing with it and cook it up, and you'll have something. Yeah. I'm telling you, I've had it. I've never made it. I've had it, and it was pretty amazing.
Right.
I couldn't believe it was venison. It looked just like corned beef.
Right. Billy Quinn, Quinn and Tuohy's, tell us where you're at.
1535 Plainfield between Ann Street and Leonard Street.
In the northeast side of Grand Rapids.
Northeast,
Beer City, USA.
Creston Corridor.
Right. All right. Well, hey, always a pleasure to see you, my friend. Thanks for spending time with us. It's a busy day for you.
Thanks for having me, and it was wonderful to have a little libation with you.
All right.
On a beautiful day.
Right.
Sláinte.
Hey, if you're going out and partaking, be careful out there. Call a ride and get a DD because we want to talk at you next week. Thanks.